Welcome tonight to our Mosaic's first, well, actually second Ash Wednesday service. Greg did one last year when I was back with my father when he was passing. For those of you who may be new to this, Ash Wednesday is a special day that begins the 40 days of Lent that precede Easter Sunday. It's a special day when we consider our own mortality and we confess our sins before God. So we have a special service, very traditional one, for this evening. So let's begin in prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this special Ash Wednesday, a time to come before you in repentance of sin and to draw once again closer to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask your blessing upon this service and all who attend, both live as well as live stream. And so, Lord, we just invite your Holy Spirit to come, be in our midst, and be pleased with our worship this evening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let the rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burden. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hope. And all those who stray, come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let the rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
You may be seated. A reading from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and verses 12 through 17. An army of locusts. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Rend your heart. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, concentrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
This next reading is a reading from 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 20, and then chapter 6 through 10. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. In great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, and through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Scripture reading from Matthew chapter 6. I'm getting new glasses. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. And when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Well, if you grew up in an American evangelical free church sort of background, or if you had no Christian background at all, then Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent are probably unfamiliar to you. However, if you grew up in a Catholic or Episcopalian or Lutheran home or maybe a Methodist home, then Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent are probably maybe a distant memory for you. But did you know that Ash Wednesday, as well as the Lenten season, has been practiced since the times of the early church, especially in the West? So Ash Wednesday is officially the beginning of Lent, the 40 days plus the Sundays before the celebration of Easter or Resurrection Sunday. It comes from the old Anglo-Saxon word Lenten, meaning spring, even though today does not feel like spring, I'm sure. Right? Now, you may be aware of Mardi Gras, French for Fat Tuesday. That was traditionally the day before Ash Wednesday, and it was used as a time to use up the rest of the rich and fatty foods before commencing the Lenten fast, rather than the New Orleans revelry and the sin that goes on that would make, I think, almost Satan almost blush. Was meant to be a very different thing than it has become. So traditionally, potash or the ashes from the fronds of Palm Sunday before are used to apply to the forehead in the form of a cross, and these are the traditional words that are spoken, and they are powerful. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. I don't know how to get any more clear or direct than that, right? But for those who are a part of our culture who insist on ever-increasing convenience and comfort, such words are not only a downer, but it's a shocking admission of our utter need for conversion and repentance before a holy God. So it's probably no wonder, right, that so few people attend services like Ash Wednesday or Good Friday, right? After all, how would the marketing industry profit from such stark spiritual realities? This is good news, actually. It's pretty hard to profit from days like Ash Wednesday or Good Friday. Now, sure, the world is, you know, totally down for Mardi Gras or for Easter Sunday, but how in the world can you have Easter Resurrection Sunday without first being reminded that we are dust, as well as experiencing the shadows and the death of Good Friday? And then you just heard the three traditional Bible passages to reinforce that reality that we are dust and of our need to repent and reconsecrate our hearts and lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that's following a very traditional order. There's an Old Testament passage, a New Testament passage, and a passage specifically from the Gospels. And you will see the themes working within there. Now, the first one is from a minor prophet that maybe it's been a while since you read, Joel. It is a stark reminder that God still indeed does judge sin. He calls each and every one to return to the Lord with all your heart. That's Joel's words. And that a truly honest confession and repentance is required for God to be gracious and compassionate to us, as Joel reminds us. Then there's the reading from 2 Corinthians, the Paul's second letter to these Corinthian Christians. You may know that the Corinthian Christians were a notable collection of real sinners. If you've read those books, they were particularly notorious for several things. For one, suing each other's pants off. They're a very litigious group of Christians. They actually would get plastered during communion. I'm sure glad we don't have that issue, and whose loose sexual morals even allowed a man to sleep with his stepmother. What does Paul say? He commands us to be reconciled with God, to not receive God's grace in vain. Well, finally, Matthew's gospel passage, Jesus himself reminds us in his Sermon on the Mount that our repentance is to be a humble one. It is one of humility before God alone, and it's to be secret at that. Right? The problem is humility, Jesus says, becomes rank pride if it's practiced intentionally before the eyes of men and women in order to gain their approval rather than God's. And if all of this still fails to remind us that we are but dust, then we only need to remember what God directly said to Adam himself. Remember this? After tasting that which was expressly forbidden. Genesis 3:19. God's words reminds us this. God said to Adam, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And so I leave you in this short kind of meditation and homily with a question and a stark reminder. And here's the question. As we enter into the Lenten season, what do you need to repent from this season? Think about that tonight. What do you need to repent from this Lenten season? And then finally, remember and never forget the words of the Ash Wednesday service. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Therefore, you must repent and believe the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this evening, this time to be reminded of our mortality and to live holy and godly lives before you. To repent from sin and to reconsecrate our hearts and lives to Jesus Christ in these days just before Easter Sunday. We thank you for this time together, and we thank you that you call us together as the body of Christ to repent and to pray and to seek your face together as a spiritual family. We thank you for this, Lord, and we pray this always and only in Jesus' name, saying, Amen.
Please stand as you are able. Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering Jesus, breathe within. Lord. within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. I surrender, I want to know you more, I want to know you more, I surrender, I surrender. Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me.
You may be seated. The first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of repentance and fasting. The season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for baptism as well. And it was a time for those who, through notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful. They were reconciled through repentance and forgiveness and restored to Christian fellowship. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in the mind of the message of pardon and forgiveness set forth in the gospel of Jesus, and the need of all Christians to continually renew their repentance and their faith. So tonight we invite you to this church tonight to observe the beginning of Lent, and we ask that you would do some self-examination and repentance, and that this season would be a time of prayer and fasting and even self-denial. And by the reading and meditating of you on God's word during this season, make this a season of repentance for you, as well as a mark of your reminder that you in fact are mortal. So tonight we kneel before God in our hearts and ask him for his forgiveness. So let's pray. Father, in the beginning you created men and women from the dust of the earth. Bless these ashes now and make them become to us a sign of our mortality as well as our repentance. Help us to remember that it is only by your love and grace, through the unspeakably precious gift of your Son, that we are given everlasting life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, saying, amen, amen. And if you are new to this, we're going to treat it, the function, kind of like communion. So if the first row kind of comes this way and then this way, and instead of receiving communion, you will receive the ashes. Let's pray. Father in heaven, tonight we come before you confessing our sins, and they are many. This is the season where we come before you in a new way. We reconsecrate our lives. We want to grow in our faith. We come back to you fully, Lord. We thank you for the truth of the repentance that we can have in Jesus Christ, the forgiveness we can have. Your word says that you are faithful and just, and if we confess our sins, you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and we pray for that this evening. Lord, with the sign of the ashes, we would repent, because from dust we came, to dust we will return. We repent, and we truly believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this in this evening, and we pray this only and always in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand as you are able. All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken, I've been set free, I've been set free. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and now I am found, blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. I can see the love yourself down, raising up the broken to life. You take your failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now empty-handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free.
Amen. Receive the benediction. Now may the Lord bless you and may he keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May he lift his countenance up upon you, giving you that peace that passes all understanding throughout this entire Lenten season. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let all of God's people say, Amen. Go in his peace.